From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump acknowledges that a New York news conference Wednesday that Russia meddled in the November election, but added other countries and individuals hack U.S. entities.
We have much hacking going on, and one of the things we're going to do, we have some of the greatest computer minds anywhere in the world that we've assembled. You saw just a sample of it 2 weeks ago up here where we had the six top people in the world. They were never in the same room together as a group. And we're going to put those minds together, and we're going to form a defense.
A U.S. intelligence assessment issued last month concluded Moscow not only meddled in the election, but did so to help defeat Mr. Trump's rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton. But the president-elect, briefed on the intelligence assessment, denied an unsubstantiated report Russia collected compromising personal and financial information about him, that his campaign officials colluded with Moscow. Mr. Trump criticized the media for peddling in what he called fake news.
I think it's a disgrace that information would be let out. I saw the information, I read the information outside of that meeting. It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
He also vowed to push ahead with plans for a border wall with Mexico.
We're going to build a wall. I could wait about a year and a half until we finish our negotiations with Mexico, which will start immediately after we get to office. But I don't want to wait. I don't feel like waiting a year or a year and a half. We're going to start building.
Mr. Trump said Mexico will pay for the wall, although Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, rejected that idea. Kenya's political opposition has announced an alliance to compete in August elections against the ruling party of President Uhuru Kenyatta, seeking a second term. The Orange Democratic Movement of Raila Odinga is one of five parties joining the coalition known as the National Super Alliance of Kenya. This is VOA News.